Trudeau caves to Trump, announces 30-day pause on tariffs and more border security. By Olivia Rondeau on February 3, 2025. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has caved to President Donald Trump's demands to crack down on fentanyl trafficking and to reinforce the Canada-US border after threatening retaliatory tariffs in response to Trump's. "I just had a good call with President Trump," Trudeau announced in a Monday X post, shortly after 4:30 p.m. "Canada is implementing our $1.3 billion border plan, reinforcing the border with new choppers, technology and personnel, enhanced coordination with our American partners, and increased resources to stop the flow of fentanyl," said Trudeau, who announced his intention to resign as Prime Minister and as leader of the Liberal Party last month. He continued in his post to declare that nearly 10,000 frontline personnel are and will be working on protecting the border, and announced a new commitment to appoint a fentanyl czar. In his country's fight against drug trafficking, Trudeau added that cartels will be designated as terrorists, the border will be under 24/7 watch, and a Canada-US joint strike force will be launched to combat organized crime, fentanyl and money laundering. "I have also signed a new intelligence directive on organized crime and fentanyl, and we will be backing it with $200 million, he said, before delivering the largest concession to Trump. "Proposed tariffs will be paused for at least 30 days while we work together." Trudeau's big announcement comes just weeks after he warned Americans that they will pay more if and when Trump moves to apply sweeping tariffs on products from north of the border, Breitbart News reported. The left-wing prime minister said that if Trump imposes tariffs, whether it be back on January 20th, on February 1st or February 15th as a Valentine's Day present, or on April 1st or whenever, Canada will respond with retaliatory tariffs and prices for American consumers on just about everything will go up. The Canadian leader's threat came after Trump's promise to levy 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico in response to the ongoing mass migration, crime, and fentanyl crisis entering the U.S. through both land borders. Trump acknowledged Trudeau's commitment to work with the U.S. on securing the northern border in a post on Truth Social. "Canada has agreed to ensure we have a secure northern border, and to finally end the deadly scourge of drugs like fentanyl that have been pouring into our country, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans, while destroying their families and communities all across our country," the president wrote, before quoting promises from Trudeau's ex-post. "As president, it is my responsibility to ensure the safety of all Americans, and I am doing just that," Trump continued. "I am very pleased with this initial outcome, and the tariffs announced on Saturday will be paused for a 30-day period to see whether or not a final economic deal with Canada can be structured. Fairness for all." While Trudeau has announced action to come to a more positive understanding with the U.S., Canada's parliament has remained prorogued since he announced his resignation on January 6, and will only be unsuspended on March 24, according to CBC.